أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. First and foremost, our welcome to all of the brothers and sisters, the families who were able to go and attend the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the holy lands of Karbala. May Allah accept all of your worship. May Allah accept all of your ibadat and your du'as. Insha'Allah, we hope that you prayed for all of us as well, including students of Qom. For the brothers and sisters and the families who perhaps unfortunately were not able to attend the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the holy lands of Karbala, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and gives us the permission to be able to go in the following years with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Now, as many of you are well aware, today and tonight is also the starting of Hafte Difa'i Muqaddas, which is the week of the sacred defense. And that is what we are going to be talking about today, the sacred defense, also known as Difa'i Muqaddas in Farsi. So before we start, the Difa'i Muqaddas is this eight-year defense of the Islamic Republic right as the Islamic Republic was formed, and it was the defense of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic against various nations of the world who was at the forefront was Saddam, the dictator of Iraq, and we'll continue into some of the details later on. So of course, as we had said earlier in the program, tonight is the beginning of Hafteye Difa'i Muqaddas, the week of the sacred defense. And so we see some of the brothers have worn shafiyas, mashallah. So the sacred defense is this eight-year imposed war, Jangi Tahmili. Tahmili meaning it was imposed. So this eight-year long war was imposed upon the Islamic Republic in which we live today. Now, at the forefront of this attack against the Islamic Republic was an individual known as Saddam. I know some of the older individuals are well versed with the history. Perhaps some of our younger members don't know. So Saddam was this dictator who was in Iraq, and eventually he attacked the Islamic Republic in a war which lasted from approximately 1980 all the way till 1988. 8 years of war. It was actually backed. So Saddam was not the only individual who was attacking in this eight-year-long sacred defense. There was well over 50 countries from all across the world that were either financially, logistically, managerially supporting Saddam. Countries which included, of course, not limited to the United States, Great Britain, France, and even countries such as Russia and China, in one way or the other, they supported, they helped, they funded Saddam to fight against the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic for eight long years. Of course, we are here tonight talking about Hafteye Difa'i Muqaddas, which is the Sacred Defense Week, in which the Islamic Republic of Iran defended itself in an eight-year-long imposed war, a war who was headed by Saddam, and Iraq, but it was highly supported, greatly supported financially, logistically, and via any and all means possible by well over 50 countries of the world. In the previous segment, I had named a few of these countries who had supported Saddam in one way or the other, which included the United States, the UK, France, Germany, even the Soviet Union and China. But there was a group of countries who unfortunately betrayed the Islamic Republic. These were the countries of the Persian Gulf, and the Al Saud family. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Kuwait were some of the major Arab countries that supported Saddam Hussein. There was a total of $70 billion, and this is in the 80s. Maybe in today's time, $70 billion is not a big deal. Almost 30, 40 years ago, in the 80s, $70 billion was given in loan to Saddam to be able to fight this country for 8 long years. There are so many different kind of points that can be taken out from the video clip. Of course, I just had one very quick point. That is this idea that, for example, this Imam Khamenei talked about how the difference between the wars that we see or the wars that are fought by Islam as compared to the other conventional wars of the world is this idea of come versus go. And so one of the things that we saw in the Sacred Defense was that the commanders and the generals in the battlefield would say, come, right? So to put it into context, meaning we are on the front lines, we are in the middle of the battle, you regular soldiers, come and join us here in the forefront. Whereas in the conventional wars of the rest of the world, these wars that are fought for profit, they are fought for power, they are fought for selfish interests, we see that the politicians and the generals, they stay behind and they send innocent soldiers who are just following commands and they say, go, go and die for our selfish interests. In the Sacred Defense, we see that they said, come, come and witness paradise. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. When it comes to the Sacred Defense, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says three very beautiful things regarding the Sacred Defense, this 8-year-long imposed war in which the Islamic Republic defended itself. Of course, we had said that well over 50 countries from all across the world, and they were not weak countries. They were the strongest countries of the world that came together to fight and do what? Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, in order to destroy and annihilate the Islamic Revolution, in order to destroy and annihilate the Islamic Republic. But despite this, the 8-year Sacred Defense brought forth beautiful, bright, shining stars onto the scene. One of whom, of course, we saw in the video was Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. Another one was Shahid Bakri. And a whole list of these stars that were created due to the blessings of the Sacred Defense. And finally, despite 8 years of long war, where the Islamic Republic did not have the facilities nor the power to create barbed wire, the Islamic Republic came out to be many, many times stronger than before, and we see this continue to the present day.